It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The death of a woman on Staten Island is raising questions about the NYPD's duty to protect people dealing with domestic violence. Dora Howell brought a case before the highest court in New York State last year. She claimed the NYPD did not protect her against an abusive ex-boyfriend, and she was suing the city for damages. Months later, Howell was dead. WNYC's Brittany Kriegstein tells the story of Howell's troubled life and how ultimately the city's criminal justice system failed her.
As a woman dealing with domestic violence, Dora Howell did everything she was told to do. The first time her boyfriend Andre Gaskin assaulted her, in 2008 when she was pregnant with their child, she filed an order of protection against him. When he ignored that order and continued to harass her, threatening her and once trying to break her door with a metal pipe, court records show she called the police. It didn't help that they lived in the same building in Brooklyn, which made crossing paths easy.
This is that odd case where a person follows the instructions of a police officer and it doesn't work out for them, right? She did what the police told her and was hurt.
That's Howell's lawyer, Gary Rollins. The police who arrived on the scene each time didn't arrest Gaskin, according to the lawsuit. Instead, they asked questions like, "Why don't you move?" and warned Howell that they'd arrest her if she called again. One day, Gaskin dragged her upstairs to his apartment and brutally assaulted her. When she tried to call for help, he threw her out of his third-story window. She fractured her spine and broke other bones, and the same police officers told her that she, quote, should have listened to them, according to the lawsuit.
She was upset. She felt like she did what she was supposed to do, and she felt that the people that she called to protect her didn't.
Gaskin was eventually arrested for the abuse, pleaded guilty, and served almost 5 years in prison. But Howell's friends tell me she was still struggling to get her life together. She ended up in a homeless shelter at one point, where she became close with Renisha Durham.
To be honest, she's one of the reasons why I was able to leave the shelter and get an apartment, because I was real young when I met her. But you could tell she was going through her own things.
In 2011, Howell filed her case against the police officers, accusing them of negligence. The case made its way through the courts. More than a decade later, it landed in New York's Court of Appeals, where a panel of judges decide whether or not lower courts have made correct rulings. After reviewing the evidence from the case, the majority decided in October 2022 that the NYPD officers didn't owe Howell any, quote, special protections under the law. Basically, it meant that she wouldn't be awarded anything. Rollins, the lawyer, says the verdict left Howell feeling frustrated. At this point, she was living in an apartment in the Bronx, and he tried to stay in touch with her. But around Christmas time, Howell stopped answering his messages.
I called and couldn't reach her, and I think I made a missing persons report. I assumed the worst because she normally stayed in touch with me.
Rollins heard nothing until months later, when her body was found buried in a crawl space under the basement of a boarding house on Staten Island. She'd been shot multiple times, and her remains were identified by police based on the injuries she'd suffered from her abuse. Police don't know exactly when she was killed. Andre Gaskin got out of prison in 2014 and found jobs in construction and masonry, which he wrote about in a HuffPost blog. There's no evidence to link him to Howell's killing. Renisha Durham found out about Howell's death from news reports.
I feel like the system has failed her.
Even Howell's oldest daughter, 26-year-old Chantel Torres, didn't know about her mother's violent end until she was reached by a reporter. Police are still investigating, but haven't released much information about the case. Brittany Kriegstein, WNYC News.